The Man from Snowy River by Banjo Patterson. Prelude. I have gathered these stories afar in the wind and the rain, in the land where the cattle camps are, on the edge of the plain. On the overland routes of the west, when the watches were long, I have fashioned in earnest and jest these fragments of song. They are just the rude stories one hears in sadness and mirth, the records of wandering years, and scant is their worth. Though their merits indeed are but slight, I shall not repine, if they give you one moment's delight, old comrades of mine. The Man from Snowy River. There was a movement at the station, but the word had passed around that the colt from Old Regret had got away and had joined the wild bush horses. It was worth £1,000, so all the cracks had gathered to the fray. All the tried and noted riders from the stations near and far had mustered in the homestead overnight, for the bushmen love hard riding where the wild bush horses are, and the stock horse snuffs the battle with delight. There was Harrison, who made his pile when Pardon won the cup, the old man with his hair as white as snow, but few could ride beside him when his blood was fairly up. He would go wherever horse and man could go, and Clancy, over the overflow, came down to lend a hand. No better horseman ever held reins, for never horse could throw him while the saddle girths would stand. He learnt to ride while droving on the plains. And one was there, a stripling, on a small and weedy beast. He was something like a racehorse undersized, with a touch of timmer pony, three parts thoroughbred at least, and such as are by mountain horsemen prized.